Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Goodluck Ongeo and this is the big interview brought to you by Sokala Duma Radio. In this conversation, I'm speaking to Walter Musona, the striker from Polokwane City, about the possibilities that they may face relegation via the playoffs. Will it happen? Will it not happen? We'll hear from him and what he thinks about that situation. We'll also talk to him about the similarities between him and his brother, Knowledge Musona, who's now playing for Oostende in Belgium. I hope you enjoy this conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm now joined on the line by Polokwane City striker Walter Musona, not Knowledge Musona. Walter Musona is the younger brother of Knowledge, of course, the smiling assassin. He's been doing well this season for Polokwane City, scoring 7 goals in the league, not too far away from Rodney Ramagarera and Percy Tau on 11 goals. Walter, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you very much, man. I'm happy to speak to you. Well. I don't know where to start, but I think we should start at a place that you guys find yourselves in. You are now facing the prospect of relegation. Are you worried about being in the playoffs?
We are not worried. I think the boys in the technical team are ready for this team, Chippa United. And I think when I win the game on Saturday, everyone is ready. We are training hard. Everyone is pushing. So I think if we continue working like this, the whole of this week, I think we can collect maximum points coming Saturday.
So, in your opinion, Polokwane City will not be relegated. Also, you will not be playing in the playoffs. You will be in the Premier League next season.
Yeah, Polokwane City won't be relegated. I think we just have to win this game. And definitely we win it so that we not play playoffs and next season will be in the Premier League.
Alright, that's quite confident. What makes you say that though? What are the things that you're noticing in training that makes you confident that you will definitely be in the PSL next season and you won't be in the playoffs?
Yeah, everyone is pushing in training since last week and this week. And I trust everyone who is in Polokwane City. That's why I said we win the game and we won't play the playoffs.
But when you look at the club though, especially recently in the past few months, the biggest problem that the club has had is that the main goal scorers, that is you and Rodney Ramagarera, have not been scoring. Your last goal was in March, and Rodney Ramagarera has not scored since he was on 10 goals, and then he just got on 11 goals last month. So that's the biggest challenge. How are you guys planning to resolve that problem? Why are you guys not scoring goals anymore?
We are trying our best, but the luck is not on our side. But I think if you don't score on me and Rodney, someone will score. I think I told you before that I trust everyone who is playing at Polokwane City. But I think this game, me and Rodney and the other players, I think we do our best so that we can score, so that we can save the team also. So I think we just have to push as a team, and as a striker who plays in front of the gate, I think we must score me and Rodney and the other guys.
Right. Like I said, I like the confidence, but the reality is that in the past 20 games, I mean, there's only been a few wins, not more than 3 wins, not more than 4 wins. What would you attribute that? Why would you, what would you point to that is a problem as to why you have won so little games, especially in the recent months? Is the team getting tired as the season is coming to an end?
Yeah, what I can say, it was not easy for all the teams. It's not about Polokwane only. People will see the problem now for Polokwane because we are number 14 or 15 in the league. But it was not easy for all of us who are playing in the Premier League. But I think we just have to solve the problem this coming game, this last game. I think we just have to win so that we can survive. We cannot play playoffs after winning this Saturday game.
So you're saying that also other teams have found it difficult, and I think that what you are saying is something that has been spoken by the fans as well, have mentioned that everyone in the PSL has struggled. As someone who has played now over a year, in the Premier Soccer League. Why do you think that this season has been difficult for every team?
I think it was difficult for this team, for everyone in Premier League, because we were not scoring enough goals. Even if you can see now, the top goal scorer is on 11 goals. But I think he should be around 16 or 17 goals, even 20. It was easy, but it was not easy for us players to score goals in the Premier League.
But why do you think that that is the case, though? As someone that played throughout the season, traveling from Limpopo to Cape Town to Port Elizabeth to Gauteng, you've been traveling the whole country playing in the Premier Soccer League. What has been the most difficult thing about not being able to score?
Well, most of the teams in the Premier League, they're playing, they're closing, because after scoring, they close. So it was difficult for us after conceding to come back. It's tough. It's not easy to come back when you're considered. But I think after the last, we managed to collect 1 point away. At least a point away, it was not bad. And when we were playing at home, we were not lucky. We were unlucky that we were scoring, but at the end, the opponent will come back and equalize. It was not easy. Difficult.
Another thing that has been mentioned by the supporters is that perhaps even the bigger sides like Sundowns, the one that won the league now, and Orlando Pirates that almost won the league, is that there's not too much of a gap between them. For example, Polokwane City defeated Sundowns two times this season, and you've also scored against them at some point this season, so what when you played against those big teams, for you, would you say that there's a big gap between the teams at the bottom at number 14, number 13, and the teams at the top two?
Yeah, even if you see the gap between Pirates and Sundowns, it's not that big. Even there at the bottom, the gap is not that big. So I think it's up in our hands now. We just have to play for our team. We just have to play for us as players. We just have to play and win the game so that we can survive. That's the main issue now, because us as Polokwane City, we don't want to play in NFT. So we just have to do everything that can make us collect 3 points and survive.
And how has been your coach, Bernard Mulekwa, throughout this? I mean, I suppose it's natural that when a team is not doing well, the coach is under pressure. There could be rumors about him being fired because he's not getting results. How has he been coping with all of this? What has he been saying to you guys?
Coach Mulekwa was there to encourage us, even if we lose, even if we draw. He was there. He was standing for us. He was there to protect us, even if we lose. He was there, even at training. And I think us as players, we just have to take that to him, and we just have to make sure that the team survives so that he'll be also. Yeah.
Was there anything that you noticed about his tactics, about the way in which he does things, based on your experience playing in Zimbabwe, that you think perhaps he can improve there? Are you happy generally with working with someone like him?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I mean, it's new tactics. We try by all means to bring new things to us players, especially for me. I'm happy because I'm still growing. I'm learning many things from Coach Mulekwa. So I think I will continue learning, and I will just have to apply what he's telling me to do in the pitch.
I mean, you come from a family, and your sibling has been someone that that didn't have. You mentioned that the strikers are having problems with scoring, and I agree with you. That's why some of you guys are on 11 goals, some of you are on 9 or 7. But your brother didn't really have a problem with scoring when he came to South Africa. He did really well for Kaizer Chiefs. He's also doing well in Belgium. He scored last week. What do you think? Why do you think it was easier for him? And why is it slightly more difficult for you? Are you guys on a similar level in terms of being strikers and goal scoring?
No, I'm always saying me and Knowledge, we are different. And I think what makes him scoring more goals. You know, Knowledge was playing for a big team like Everton. And as for me, I'm playing for Polokwane City. And I think Polokwane City is not like Everton. There's many players, there's more quality players than us. So I think that helped him a lot to score goals when he was playing for Kaizer Chiefs.
But of course, Kaizer Chiefs strikers now are struggling to get to 11 goals. So that means that he was also a very good individual. Where do you think that his goal scoring knack comes from? Growing up with him, playing in the backyard and also playing in the lower leagues in Zimbabwe, where do you think he found his lethal ability in front of goals?
You know, as a striker, sometimes you just have to do your own thing. Sometimes you'll be filthy, sometimes you create a chance for yourself and you can make a run so that you can see the ball behind the defense that you can score. But I think you just have to be composed as a striker. You just have to have confidence. And you know, when you are playing, that's how you can score goals.
And also, obviously, what happened eventually with your brother is that he was so good that he went to Belgium. First went to Germany and then he went to Belgium, eventually where he settled. And he's doing decently well there. About Walter, about yourself, what is it that you envision? What would you like to achieve in South African football?
I just want to be like Knowledge. My main aim is to play the way Knowledge was playing. I'm still growing, I still have time to do that, but I think I just have to work hard so that I achieve what I want. I want to be like him. I just want to score goals like him.
And in terms of your ambitions with teams, Polokwane City, you will do well with them. You will end on 7 goals or more if you score in the upcoming game, in the final game of the season. But where do you see yourself in South African football? Do you want to also follow the path that your brother has taken? Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, SuperSport United, Sundowns. Where do you see yourself?
For now, I'm still focusing on Polokwane City.
Obviously, you are focusing on Polokwane City.
Yeah, but I will see if any of those teams you have mentioned, if they want me, then I will see from there.
So you would jump at the opportunity of playing for Chiefs, Pirates, Sundowns, SuperSport, Bidvest Wits?
If they want me, I will see what to do.
Okay, all right, well, you handled that pretty well. And then one of the biggest things, or one of the most regular things that we get to ask any player from a foreign country, is the differences. What is the difference between South African players and Zimbabwean players, and the standard of football in Zimbabwe and South Africa? Since you've spent more than a year here, what have you noticed that is different that we do in South Africa in terms of the football?
Yeah, the difference between South African football and Zimbabwean football, you know, here in South Africa, they are nice pitches, and they are bad, and you know, type of playoff here in South Africa, you have too much space. Yeah, there's too much space here in South Africa. In Zim, it's always tight. You can't even tell, just play where you're facing. So it's difficult there in Zim, but here in South Africa, I think it's easy because you have space to move with the ball, and you have space to shoot. But in Zim, it's always tight. So it's
And when you look at your colleagues across the PSL, you mentioned that they struggle to get to 17, 18 goals, which is true. Why do you think that South Africa is not giving or breeding very good goal scorers?
It's not about South Africa, but it's about everyone who is playing in that league. Even us, and me, I'm not South African, but I'm playing in South African league. So I think I just have to work on my scoring. If I get the opportunity, I just have to keep on working on that scoring, so that when the opportunity comes, I can be able to score.
All right, and before we let you go, thank you very much for your time, Walter. But before we let you go, obviously, there's a possibility that the team could be relegated if all the other results go against them. For you, what does the future hold in the event that you get relegated? Is there a clause in your contract that says if the team is relegated, then you have the right to move? what would happen to you, Walter Musona, if the team were to be relegated?
If the team got relegated, I will go with the team because I still have the contract. But I believe that we won't be relegated. We are confident that we won't be relegated.
All right, Walter Musona, we thank you very much for your time at Sokala Duma Radio. We wish you all the best in the final league matches. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to see you again next week for the next big interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.